Today we continue our gospel readings that come from the Sermon on the Mount, from chapters 5, 6, and 7 of St. Matthew's Gospel, which are often called the constitution of the Christian life. They really outline for us, the Sermon on the Mount really outlines for us what the Christian life is supposed to look like if you actually live it. And it's really, really quite challenging, the Sermon on the Mount is. And today's gospel is particularly challenging, I think, in what the Lord says to us, especially at the very end of this passage today. So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. What? Be perfect? Jesus is telling me to be perfect in the way that the Heavenly Father is perfect? Come on, Lord. Really? I thought I was supposed to escape from perfectionism, and here you are. You're laying it on me, right? Well, what on earth could the Lord really mean by that, especially in light of the things that he mentioned in the gospel today? Listen to some of the things he tells us we have to do today. Offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. If someone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak. If you are pressed into service for 1 mile, go for two. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Is that enough for one day, right there? How are we going to do that? Some of these things, I have to say, I'm not even sure if I want to do them all the time, much less if I can, as much as I might try. Well, that's the mistake, I think, in the gospel, is to start by hearing the Lord say, be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. And this is a mistake we make, not only about this, but about lots of things. It's first to think about me. How am I going to be perfect? Oh, freak out, you know? And we do this about lots of things. When somebody says something mean to us, for example, we'll say, they said something mean to me, you know, whatever. You know, we think about me first. And what we need to do about everything, including this passage, is to think about God first. And then maybe to think about the other person first. And it'll help us an awful lot. Like in this case, Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So let's start thinking about the perfections of God. That's going to help a lot. The perfections of God. That God is infinitely wise, that God is infinitely just, that God is infinitely holy, that God is all-knowing, that God is all-powerful, that God, as it said in our psalm today, is kind and merciful. I have to say, I was getting ready today. Say a little prayer for me. I'm going to try to give sort of this same homily in Spanish this afternoon. We'll see how that goes. But in preparing for the homily in Spanish, I have to say, a lot of these words are a lot prettier in Spanish, to tell you the truth. Especially in the one for the responsorial psalm that we translated kind and merciful. There it says the Lord is compasivo y misericordioso. Isn't that beautiful? Compasivo y misericordioso. God is all these things. God is perfect. God is kind and merciful. And so let's look at some of these things I mentioned in the gospel. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one as evil. I wonder who ever did that. Jesus standing like a lamb led to the slaughter before Pilate. Even Pilate said, why don't you say anything? Don't you know what I can do to you? If someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. What about the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, as they mocked Jesus? If someone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Well, Jesus was stripped of all of his clothes before he was crucified. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for two. Jesus went on the way of the cross. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so Jesus Christ, in his sacred humanity, shows us how we do this. And he does it. When you are baptized, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, came to live in your soul and your body. Did you hear that St. Paul said that in the second reading? That our bodies even are temples of the Holy Spirit. For those of you who are prepared and disposed to receive Holy Communion today, you will receive Jesus as the food of your body and soul. St. Augustine says that we should dare to pray to become what we have eaten. And even though maybe I don't even want some of those things in the gospel, and maybe I can't do them, Jesus can. Jesus has. And Jesus lives in you. Unless you run him out. Unless you tell him, go away. He lives in you. So let Jesus do it. Say, Lord, I can't. You can. You have to. This is one of the great things. St. Therese, the little flower, she was so great at this. She would say, Lord, I can't do it. You're going to have to. And Jesus living in you will. And so we'll be able, like, for example, to turn the other cheek, not to retaliate. You know? That just breeds more evil, doesn't it? The Pope himself this week talked about that being meek, that is being silent perhaps in the face of evil that's being done to you or whatever, is not the same thing as weakness. Meekness and weakness are not the same thing. As a matter of fact, it usually takes great strength to be meek. And we can always do these things for a great reason. For the love of God, for the love of Jesus Christ, realizing that this unites us to him more perfectly than anything else. And so this line at the end of the gospel is not impossible. Jesus doesn't tell us to do impossible things. Be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Because your heavenly Father lives in you with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the divine indwelling of the Holy Trinity. And the only thing that can ruin this beautiful picture is sin. That's how we tell the Holy Trinity to go away, is when we choose sin over this life of perfection. It is surprising. We can do it when we surrender to Him, when we acknowledge His presence within us, when we really worship Him in spirit and in truth in this temple that is within.